大概叫 work 吧。我上次来上个班，今天不会了。
I suppose this clock is working today. Last time I was taken by it. I hope it's not so this morning.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们一起来念《哥林多前书》
First Corinthians
第十章
Chapter 10
《哥林多前书》第十章
First Corinthians Chapter 10 Chapter 10
我们念第十四节
Verse 14、
我来念好了，弟兄姊妹，请听。
We will read the whole passage in Chinese. Please listen to it carefully.
我说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要逃避拜偶像的事。我好像对明白的人说的，你们要审查我的话。第十六节。
Verse 16.
我们所祝福的杯，岂不是同领基督的血吗？我们说。不开的饼岂不是同领基督的身体吗？我们虽多仍是一个饼一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。这里我想弟兄姊妹特别注意的那两个同领。
Here I would like to ask you to pay a special attention to that a sharing.Twice,
两个同龄
Twice, a sharing.
我想这个原文就是 fellowship, 就是交通。
And it's original, it means fellowship or communion.
我想希伯来文，希腊文就是koinonia 就是交通 fellowship.
Koinonia in its Greek original, it means fellowship.
就是 fellowship. 然后我们来念第十一章
Chapter 11.
我们念第二十七节
Verse 27
我们从二十五节开始念
Starting from verse 25
饭后也照样拿起杯来说这杯是我的血设立的新约你们每逢喝的时候要如此行为的是纪念我你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的时则等到他来
26.
所以无人何人不安离吃主的饼喝主的杯就是干犯主的身主的血了人应当自己审查然后吃着饼喝着杯因为人吃喝若不分辨是身体啊，这里没有主的这里点点点用中文的你就看到点点讲到主其实没有主的主一加进去反而把原来的意思都搞混了
Verse 29 in its original there is no the Lord's body it's just the body once this word Lord is added to it it's kind of confusing
因为这里的身体同以上两处提的身体有一些不一样。
For this body in verse 29 is different from the bodies mentioned in the two previous verses.
一个是二十四节的。
Verse 24.
二十四节就主耶稣不开这个饼说这是我的身体是为你们舍的。
In verse 24 we see that the Lord had broke the bread and saying this is my body which is broken for you.Do this in remembrance of me.
这里的身体就指着主耶稣那个肉身的那个身体
so,
我们钉在十字架上的那个肉身的身体
So in verse 24 My body speaks of the body of the Lord in his flesh which was crucified on the cross for us
27节这里也讲到主的身体
And again in verse 27 We see the body of the Lord
这个 body 也就是那个肉身的那个身体。
It is also the same flesh of our Lord.
但是到了八节呢，我想二十九节呢，这里说我们吃喝若不分辨是身体，这个身体没有主的。
Now in verse 29, when we read, he who eats and drinks, in an unworthy manner eats and drinks, there's judgment to himself, not discerning. the body instead of the Lord's body. Because this body is not the Lord's physical body.
不错,
yes, it does speak of the Lord's body. However, this is the mysterious body of the Lord, which is the Church of the Christ. Because the mystery of the Christ is the Church. So let's take heed of this body. Because this body is one.
不管有多少的肢体, 身体还是一个,
regardless of the numbers of the members of the body is just one.
所以这里说, 所以无论何人, 若不安离吃主的饼, 喝主的杯, 因为人吃喝, 若不分辨是, 身体, 就是吃喝, 自己的罪了, 因此在你们中间, 有好些, 软弱的, 患病的, 死的, 也,
verse 30, for this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep.
我们若是先分辨自己, 就不至于受神, judgment, 这里讲到受神, 审判。
Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged.
我们受神的时候, 乃是被主整治, discipline。
But when we are judged, we are chastened, disciplined by the Lord.
免得我们和世人一同的定罪,
that we may not be condemned with the world.
这个condemn就是永远的灭亡,
which means eternal perdition.
所以我弟兄们, 你们聚会吃的时候, 要彼此等待, 若有人饥饿, 可以在家里先吃, 免得你们聚会, 自己取罪, 其余的事, 我来的时候, 在,
verses 33 and 34.
我们来看第17节。
Now we would come back to verse 17.
我想保罗为什么讲这段话?
Why did Paul spoke all this passage?
我现今吩咐你们的话不是称赞你们, 因为你们聚会不是受益, 乃是造神, 我第一, 我听说你们聚会的时候, 彼此分门别类, 我也稍微的信,
verse 17 and 18. Why is Paul says so in verse 17 that when they gather together it's not for the better but for the worse? That's because when they broke the bread and had the cup, many of them end up being sick and weak and eventually sleep or died. So do you think this kind of gathering would bring them, make them better or make them worse? It's all because they do not eat the bread and drink the cup in a worthy manner.
他们有分门, 他们有别类, 不能彼此相害, 不能合而为一。
They have divisions, they have factions, they cannot love one another, and they cannot come in unity.
好, 我们最后我们再来看一处, 约翰一书。
Lastly, we will read 1 John.
我们看第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 to 4. We will read this passage in English. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things I write to you, that our joy, your joy may be full.
使你们的喜乐能够充满, 你们的喜乐可以充满,
that your joy may be full.
怎么喜乐能够充满? 我们能够有非常紧密的那个生命的爱的那个交通, fellowship.
How could this joy be full? It's all because we have such intimate close fellowship.
我们看见神为什么把永生给我们。
And here we see why is God give us the eternal life.
约翰在这里说我把永生显给你们。
John says that God has granted us this eternal life.
永生是叫我们有 fellowship, 让我们有交通的。
This eternal life enables us to have fellowship.
我们能够与神有交通。
So we could have fellowship with God.
我们能与所有的弟兄姊妹，我们能够有交通。
We could have fellowship with all the brothers and sisters.
这样的交通叫我们喜乐能够充满的。
This kind of fellowship will give us this fullness of joy.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow our head and have a word of prayer?
主，我们满心感谢，满心赞美你。
Lord, we're filled with all thanksgiving and praises.
我们的祷告，我们的诗歌，我们是相信在主的血的底下，你都已经悦纳。
We believe that all our singing and all our praises, thanksgiving, have been acceptable to you under your precious blood.
父神，我们感谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
我们本来都是与你隔离的。
We were alienated from you.
我们因着心里的恶行，我们是与你为敌的。
And we were enemies in our mind because of our wicked works.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你是做基督肉身的受死。
Through the death of the body of Christ.
你叫我们能够与你和好。
You have made us, you have made us reconciled to you.
我们都能够成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可指责的，能够来亲近你。
So that we could all become holy, blameless, above reproach, and we could draw near to you.
我们若能够持守我们所信的道
，But if we could hold fast the faith,
我们就不会失去我们。得救的盼望。
Then we will not lose the very hope of our salvation.
感谢主，你还给我们一个极大无比永远的荣耀。
Lord, you have given us this exceeding a glory far beyond all comparison.
你要带领众子进到荣耀里去。
For you will lead all your sons to glory.
你要带我们进入你的国度。
You will lead us into your kingdom.
你要叫我们与你一同执政，一同作王。
So that we will reign as king together with you.
主啊，何等的恩典，我们敬拜你。
Oh Lord, what a tremendous grace this is. We simply worship you.
主，我们把余下的时间，我们恭敬的交托给主。
With reverence, we simply commit to the remainder of this time to you.
我们知道主乃是那灵。
We know the Lord is the Spirit.
你的灵在哪里，哪里得以自由。
Wherever the Spirit is, there is liberty.
我们实在需要自由。
Oh Lord, we do need this liberty.
我们需要释放。
We need to be set free.
你的仆人的灵需要你释放。
Your servant's spirit needs to be released.
我们翻译的灵需要你释放。
And the spirit of a translator needs to be released.
我们在座的每一位所有你的儿女，我们的灵都需要你来释放。
Every single one sitting here, all your children's spirits need to be released.
没有一点的捆绑。
Without any bondage.
没有一点点的束缚。
Without any constraint.
叫我们再一次的得到自由。
So that grant us once again this freedom.
主给你仆人一个受教的舌头。
Lord, grant your servant the tongue of the learned.
给我们神的儿女都有一个受教的耳朵。
Give all of your children the ears of the learned.
也给我们一个智慧和启示的灵。
And also give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照亮我们里面的眼睛。
Enlighten our inner eyes.
主荣耀都归给你。
Lord, to you be all the glory.
你在我们的中间。
For you are in our midst.
主啊，捆绑所有应当捆绑。
Lord, bind all that which needs to be bound.
释放所有应当释放。
And release that which needs to be released.
主啊，你的仆人子女在你跟前都是一个虚空的器皿。
Lord, your servant, your maidservant are simply vain.Empty vessels.
我们一无所有。
We have nothing.
愿你来充满它。
May you fill us.
你的自己来充满它。
May you yourself fill us.
你的圣灵来充满它。
May your Holy Spirit fill us.
你的爱、你的信心、你的恩典来充满它。
May your love, their faith, and your help fill us.
你的能力来充满。
Your power fill us.
主啊，权柄充满它。
Oh Lord, fill us with your dominion.
不在乎言语，在乎你的全能。
It does not depend on the words, but on your spirit, your power.
我们再一次把荣耀归给你。
Once again, we simply give you all the glory.
唯有你是配。
Only you are worthy.
祷告祈求，信耶稣。 基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，我今天还是来同你们一起交通明亮的晨星。
Beloved, once again, we will share on the theme, the bright morning star.
我们知道明亮的晨星是主耶稣第二次的显现。
We know this bright morning star is the Lord's second advent.
明亮的晨星什么时候显现？
When will the bright morning star appear?
就是最黑暗的一个时代。
In the darkest time.
最黑暗的一个时刻。
In the darkest segment of the time.
我上次讲了，这个时代是个最黑暗的一个时代。
And last time I mentioned that this age is the darkest one.
黑暗到不能再黑暗了。
It could not be any darker.
什么叫黑暗？
What does it mean to be in darkness?
黑暗就是凌乱邪恶，这叫黑暗。
It means it's adulterous, it's wicked.
什么叫黑暗？
What is
darkness? 黑暗是歪曲病了。歪曲背妙的时代。
This is the crooked, rebellious generation. What is this darkness?
这是一个不幸的一个时代，这是黑暗的一个时代。
This is an unbelieving dark age.
所以这个时代是最黑暗的一个时代。
Therefore, this age is the darkest of age.
我们是相信晨星很快就要出现。
We are convinced that the bright morning star will soon appear.
我们知道晨星的出现。
We know when the morning star appears.
主的再来。
That is the Lord's second coming.
带来了他的国度。
Will usher in his kingdom.
那个荣耀的国度，千年的国度。
Glorious millennial kingdom.
弥赛亚的国度。
The kingdom of the Messiah.
他要来做王。
He will reign as king.
世上的国要成为我主我基督的国。
All the kingdom of the world will become the kingdom of the Christ and my God.
他要来掌权。
He will reign.
所以什么时候主显现，什么时候国度。
So whenever the Lord appears, that's the time the kingdom will appear on earth. These two events cannot be separated. Whether in the passages in Jeremiah and Isaiah, they all told us this. Jeremiah 23 says so clearly. I will raise to David, time will come, I will raise to David a branch.
他要执掌王权,
he will reign,
行事有智慧,
he will act wisely,
在地上要施行公义和公平,
he will execute judgment and righteousness.
在他的那个日子,
in his days,
犹大必得救,
Judah will be saved,
以色列必安然居住,
the house of Israel will live safely.
他的名是耶和华我们的义。
His name is the Lord our righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，在这里你看见，当弥赛亚来的时候，以色列的国要得救，他们要安然的居住。
Beloved, you see that when the Messiah comes, this house of Israel will be saved. They will live safely.
我想今天所有犹太人、以色列人，特别是那一些 Orthodox， 他们都在那里等候。
All the Jews, especially the Orthodox Jews, all the Israelites are waiting for that particular day. They believe in Jeremiah's words. But it's quite a shame. The king has already come.
2000年这位王就来到地上了。
2000 years ago, the king did come.
他是犹大的根，又是犹大的后裔。
He is the offspring and root of David. Of David. Of Judah. But Jews did not receive him. Why the Jews did not receive him? As though they had all the reasons. Is this the king? Is our king like this?
他们的意象中，这位王是非常的威严的一位王。
In their vision, this king should be so glorious, majestic.
这位王就像狮子一样的。
Like a lion.
没有人敢惹他的。
Nobody can rouse him up.
就像当时候的罗马的王西泽一样。
He should be like the Roman Empire Caesar.
你看看他罗马王何等的威容啊。
You see how majestic the Roman king was?
他有多少的仆人在那里服侍他，侍奉他。
So many servants serve him, minister to him.
他出来的时候，你看看多少的卫兵保护他。
When he came out, you see how many soldiers they would come together to protect him.
何等的荣耀, 何等的威严,
how majestic, how glorious he was.
谁敢来惹他的?
Who dared to rouse him up? Everybody bowed down to him, treated him like a god. This should be the king.
但是他们看见主耶稣, 他们这是, 虽然主耶稣宣告说, 我是为此而生的, 我就是王, 我是为此到地上来的。
When they saw Jesus, even when he proclaimed that I was born for this tour, so I came.
但是哪有一位王像他这样的谦卑，那样的温柔？
He said I was born king, and which king was like him, so gentle, so meek?
这位王甚至像奴仆一样的会洗他门徒的脚。
He was so lowly that he was like a servant. He would wash his servant's feet. He did not have servants to serve him. Instead, he served his servants. Never did they see that a king would act like this. So this king, when he was on earth, nobody was supposed to stir him up. But they did see that Jesus, when he was in the world, everybody could rouse him up. Everybody could take advantage of him, to laugh at him, to deride him. Everybody could reprimand him. And it seemed he had no power to resist. And this king should be judged by man.
The
king was supposed to judge man, but today he was judged by man. In the end, he was crucified on the cross. No wonder even the robbers who were crucified next to him were laughing at him. They mocked at him, saying, aren't you the king? Why can't you save yourself?
你是王吗?
Are you the king?
你若是那个救我们,
if you're able to save us, we will believe you.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 他们的印象中间, 哪位王是大有能力的, 能够把罗马帝国能够推翻的?
Beloved, their impression was the king being so powerful to overthrow the empire of Romans. He should have destroyed all of the Roman soldiers in one strike.
但是看来看去,
but no matter how they look at Jesus, he was not like a king.
但是弟兄姊妹, 真能 excuse吗? 真能够原谅他们吗?
But beloved, could they be excused for all this act?
不是的,
no. Because there is this hardness of their heart. Hadn't they read Isaiah 53 that says that when the Messiah came the very first time, he would be like a lamb?
但不管这样,
so no matter what, even until today, they're still waiting for the arrival of this king. But actually, he's coming the second time. He will come in glory. He will be like a lion. In his days, Judah will be saved and the house of Israel will dwell safely.
以色列他们在那里等候，犹太人在那里等候这一天的来到。
Israel is waiting, all the Jews are waiting for the coming of this day.
我想所有的万有都在那里等候这一天的来到。
Even all creation is waiting for the arrival of this day.
因为到了那一天，他们就能够脱离败坏的辖制，他们就能脱离虚空。
Because in that day they will be delivered from all the bondage and vanity of all things. Because on that day all things will be revived and the paradise would come on earth. Of course, the church of all the children of God are waiting for this day. And this is our glorious hope. Not only are we hoping for His second coming, but also we're hoping for the arrival of His kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为什么彼得在临死的时候要殉道的时候？
Beloved, why is Peter at his death when he was about to be martyred?
彼得后书第一章
2 Peter chapter 1
啊，再一次的把他三十多年以前看见那个国度荣耀的国度的降临再一次的提出来。
Once again in 2 Peter, he brought it up again, that very glorious coming of the kingdom of God.
他一点都没有忘记，他是印象非常的深刻，一直到他临死的时候。
Which happened 30 plus years ago, and he never forgot any bit of it. It had left such a deep impression.
这个意象也一直在那里吸引他，吸引他，跟随这位主，最后为主殉道。
And this same vision had continued to draw him to follow the Lord closer and closer to the very end. He was martyred.
所以他临死的时候也再次把这个意象告诉这些圣徒，在苦难中、失恋中的圣徒。
Therefore, added, when he was about to die, that he also retold the same vision to all those brothers and sisters who are in trial and tribulation.
你们要纪念这件事。
Remember this thing.
我用这件事来激发你们，提醒你们。
I want to stir you up and remind you with this thing.
不久你们就要进入这个国度。
Very soon, you also will enter into this kingdom.
这是我们一个极大无比荣耀的盼望。
This is such a great exceeding weight of glory beyond all comparison.
弟兄姊妹，难怪我们的主耶稣在最后他也要离开世界，离开门徒的以前，吃饼的时候再次的提醒这些门徒们。
Beloved, no wonder our Lord said the same thing to remind his disciples.
他说我不再喝这葡萄汁，只等到在父的国里与你们一起喝新的那日子。不要忘记，在父的国里，我要与你们一起喝新的那日子。
Right before his departure from the world, he said, "I will not drink the fruit of the vine once again until we drink new in the kingdom of God." In the kingdom God.
不要忘记神的国来到。
Do not forget that of the coming of the kingdom God.
不要忘记我的国度有天要来到。
Nor do you forget that one day my kingdom will come.
哎呀，当主耶稣复活以后，四十天同门徒在讲什么
？After the Lord was raised to life, 40 days. What was he talking about to his disciples? He was talking about the kingdom of his God.
虽然他在世的时候已经给他们讲了很多关于神的国的事。
Even though when our Lord was alive, he talked to them a lot of things about his kingdom.
但是当他离开他们的时候，再一次的提到神的国。
But right before he departed from them, once again he talked about the kingdom of God.
这些门徒跟随了主三年半。
These disciples had followed him 3.5 years.
还没有毕业。
They hadn't graduated yet.
大学要修满四年才毕业的。
It takes 4 years to graduate from colleges.
他用四十天的时间把还有半年的课程给他们补满。
So the Lord used all the 40 days to make up all the courses that they're supposed to know in the very last half a year.
最后的六个月的课程四十天补满就是讲神。
The last 6 month makeup class is all about the kingdom of God.
让他们能够修满这个课程，能够毕业。
So that they could finish the course, they could graduate.
弟兄姊妹，你看见神的国何等的重要。
So beloved, do you see how important the kingdom of God is?
他来做王。
He comes to be king.
讲到国度，就讲到宝座，讲到王权。
Whenever we speak of the kingdom, we speak of the throne. Speak of the dominion.
弟兄姊妹，这是最大的好消息，这是最大的捷应。
Beloved, this is the greatest news. This is the best of glad tidings.
我们刚刚念的以赛亚书52篇，弟兄给我们念的。
Now Isaiah 52, our brother just led us to read.
那报佳音传喜讯，报平安传救恩的说。
Now,
天哪，你们的神来做王了。
Now, he who brings the good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad things, the good things, and proclaims salvation is saying that to Zion, your king has come to reign.
这里讲的接引，讲的救恩，讲的平安，还不是主耶稣为我们挂十字架的那个救恩。
Here the passage speaks of the good tidings, speaks of the peace, speaks of the salvation. It's not the salvation in which the Lord was crucified on the cross.
这个佳音，这个好消息是超过这个救恩，这是救恩最重要达到的目的。
But this glad tidings, the good thing, this good news, is speaking of the ultimate goal that the salvation is achieving.
听啊，这是守望之人的声音。
Listen, the voice of the watchman.
他们一起的欢呼，一起的歌唱，发声歌唱，发声欢呼。
With their voices, they shall sing together.
这些守望的人在哪里守望什么？
What are all these watchmen keeping awake for?
他们就守望这一位王要归到西安来了。
They are watching that this king will return to Zion.
他们在那里守望那个晨星要出现的时候。
They are on alert for the very time that the morning star would appear.
现在他们看见了这位晨星出现了。
Now they see the morning star has appeared.
他们看见耶和华又归回西安了。
They have seen the Lord has returned to Zion.
这里说看啊，这个人的脚步脚中是何等登山，是何等。
So the passage says, Behold how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of these people.
这人是谁啊?
Who are these people?
这人就是我们犹大支派犹大的就是大卫的根就是大卫的后裔他就是明亮的晨星他要登上锡安山这座山就是锡安他的脚中何等的佳美啊。
Who are the watchmen looking for? And they're watching for the very man. Who is he? He is the root offspring of David. He will descend on this mountain, the mountain of Zion.
他要归回西安。
And he will return to Zion.
说明他本来是在西安做王的。西安是在他宝座的。
It tells us originally he set up his throne on Mount Zion.
但是他离开了。
However, he left.
现在又归回了。
Now he's coming back again.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，就打开创世纪就看到，本来他应当做王的。
Beloved, once you open your Genesis, you know that he's supposed to be the king.
但是人不要他做王。
But man did not want him to be king.
亚当夏娃不听他的话。
Adam and Eve did not listen to him.
亚当夏娃听撒旦的话。
Instead, they listened to the word of Satan.
亚当夏娃愿意撒旦来做王，愿撒旦来掌权在他们的身上。
They wanted Satan to be their king to rule over them.
所以这位王离开了。
Therefore, this king left.
我们看见，所以为什么这个世界搞得今天这个样子？
And that's why we see why the whole world is in such a mess today.
这位王一离开,
Once the king leaves,
撒旦也来做王,
Satan comes to be king.
你就可以看到带来的是悲哀，带来的是眼泪，带来的是死亡，带来的是痛苦，带来的是灾难，带来的是咒诅。
Therefore, you can see that what he brings is sorrow, tears, a curse, death, and mourning.
感谢主，现在王回来了。
But we thank the Lord, the King does has returned.
所以他们欢喜快乐，歌颂赞美。
Therefore, they rejoice, they're glad, they sing for joy, they praise.
他一来做王，乐园就恢复了。
Once he has come to be king, the paradise is restored.
他一来做王，万有都复兴了。
And all things will be restored.
所有的受造之物都复兴起来了。
All the creation will be revived.
弟兄姊妹，但是不要忘记有一件事。
Beloved, but do not forget this one matter.
主的再来和他国度的建立，前面有一件事。
Before the Lord's coming and establishes His kingdom, there is one thing which precedes before this.
审判。
That is judgment.
所以我每一次都提到提摩太后书第四章第一节。
That's why every time I have to mention 2 Timothy 4:1.
保罗再一次的提醒。提摩太,
Here Paul once again reminded Timothy.
他说我在神的面前，在将来审判活人、死人耶稣基督的面前。
Before God and Christ, who will judge the living and the dead.
凭着他的显现和国度。
By his appearing and his kingdom, I charge you.
第一就讲到审判。
First, he speaks of judgment.
第二讲到主的显现。
Second, he speaks of the Lord's appearing.
第三，讲到国度。
Third, he speaks of the kingdom.
国度和主耶稣的显现不能分开，照样审判同主的显现同他的国度的实现也不能分开。
Just like kingdom and the Lord's appearing cannot be separated, so likewise his judgment and kingdom, his appearing and kingdom are not separate.
审判是一定要来到
的。So the judgment will be sure to
come. 所以你要是去看诗篇第九十六篇和九十七篇的第一节，你去看看。
If you read Psalm 96 and first verse of Psalm 97, you will see.
你去看九十六篇的最后一段和九十七篇的第一节，你看了非常 confused。
If you read the last part of Psalm 96 and the first verse of Psalm 97, it's kind of confusing here.
他们到底欢喜快乐什么东西？
What is it that they are so glad and rejoice over?
他们欢喜快乐审判来到欢喜快乐呢？还是耶和华来作王他们欢喜快乐？
They rejoice and are glad over the judgment or the coming of the Lord as king.
好像是他们看见审判来到了，他们非常的欢喜快乐歌唱。
As so they see judgment coming, but they are so glad, rejoice, and singing for joy.
但是又好像是因为耶和华来做王了，世界就坚定不得动摇了，所以他们欢喜快乐，对不对？
And then again, it seems that they rejoice, they're glad because the Lord reigns and the whole world is established. It's just so.
所以九十六篇那里他讲到，人要在立邦中说。啊、人要在立邦中说什么？因为、耶和华来做王了，世界就坚定不得动摇了。接下来他说，他要以公正来审判众民。
So in Psalm 96 verse 10, we read that, say among the nation the Lord reigns, the world also is firmly established, it shall not be moved, and next he shall judge the peoples with equity.
接下来他又说愿天欢喜愿地快乐、啊、愿中海到丢海、哎、呀这个地里面的所有田中的、所有的一切、啊、以及这个生命中的树木、啊、你们都要歌唱都要欢呼都要欢喜都要快乐对不对
And then next we read that the heavens rejoice that the earth be glad that the sea roar, and all its fullness, that the field be joyful, all that's in it, that all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord.
接下来他又说他来了，他要审判全地，他以公义审判万民，以公诚实来判断万国。
And then next, the psalmist says he's coming, for he's coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth or faithfulness.
九十七篇第一节，他又说到耶和华作王了，愿天欢喜，愿众海到山林都那里高兴。
And Psalm 97, we read, the Lord reigns, that the earth rejoice, that the multitude of isles be glad.
其实很简单。
Actually, it's really simple.
他们真正的欢喜快乐是因为耶和华来作王了。
They are so joyful and they are glad is simply because the Lord has to come back to be their king.
但是若是没有审判，他不会来。
However, without the judgment, he will not return.
所以他们一看见审判来到了，他们也欢喜快乐，因为王就要来了。
So even though they see the judgment, they are joyful. They are glad because the king is coming.
我想没有一个人欢喜审判。
I don't think anybody likes to be judged.
审判带来痛苦。
Because judgment brings in pain.
审判带来毁灭。
It ushers in destruction.
审判带来灾难。
It brings in disaster.
审判带来灾祸。
Affliction.
没有人喜欢。
Nobody likes
judgment. 我们做基督徒的，我们也不喜欢。我们不是幸灾乐祸的。
Now, even we, as Christians, we do not like this judgment. We are not gloating over other people's disasters.
但是没有审判。
However, without this judgment,
我们的主不可能。
Our Lord will never come.
他的国度也不可能建立。
Nor will His kingdom be established.
所以我们看见这审判，我们里面也高兴起来。
So when we see judgment within us, we rejoice.
因为主要来了。
Because the Lord is coming.
他的国度就要显现了。
His kingdom will soon be appear.
这就是万有在那里所盼望的，更是基督徒教会所盼望。
And this is exactly what the whole creation is hoping for, even more so.All the churches of God. So last month I spoke with you on judgment. Now, I did mention part of it, I did not finish it. We know there are six kinds of judgment.
弟兄姊妹还记得吧?
Beloved, do you still recall them? According to the difference of the time, there are six types of judgment. We know to non-believers, there are three judgments. One is the present.
原来神的愤怒已经在天上显明在一切不虔不义人身上，就是那里抵挡正道、不喜欢不义的人，喜爱不义、抵挡真理的这一般人。For
the wrath of God has come upon the ungodly and the unrighteous who suppress and resist the truth.
今天为什么有这么多的灾难?
Why is it today there's so many disasters?
为什么灾难越来越多?
Why is it they abound more and more?
我不能说所有的灾难,
I cannot say all the disasters.
But
some of them do come from the wrath of God. Because God now is judging. Of course, the day when the Lord returns, the wrath of the Lamb will come. And the greatest dreadful judgment is
一千年以后，神的国来到一千年以后，不是大波做的那个审判，永远的灭亡。
That is 1,000 years after His kingdom, there will be this great judgment, this judgment of the great white throne. That's eternal destruction.
凡是名没有落在生命册上的,
whoever's name is not recorded in the book of life,
他们要丢在火湖里面,
he will be thrown into the lake of fire.
这就是第二次的死,
and this is the second death.
这就是地狱,
this is the hell.
这是永远的刑罚,
this is eternal punishment. They will weep and gnash their teeth forever and ever in darkness. These are the three judgments for unbelievers. Time permits, later on we would elaborate on them. Today our focus is on the judgment toward the church, toward the children of God. Again, three judgments. Again, in three segments of time. First, is present. Second, is when He returns. The third judgment,
一千年以后,
is the judgment of the seat of Christ after 1,000 years of millennium kingdom.
一千年以前不是，一千年以后是不是大宝座，这个审判就主来的以后那一个基督台前的那个审判。
The judgment seat is right after the Lord returns the second time, not like the throne, the white throne, great white throne that happens after 1,000 years.
我想就是三周审判。
And I believe these are the three judgments for Christians. And before I briefly share this with you, our judgment is different from that of non-believers. First, in all these judgments, we will not encounter second death.
正像那个犯淫乱的，主保罗讲，我要把他交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体，让他的
just as the brother who committed immoral sexual act, that Paul said, we will deliver his flesh to Satan, so when the Lord returns, his spirit will be saved. So here we see the judgment. Adulterers will be judged. Even though you are God's children, but if you commit sins, you will be judged just like others. Colossians 3 tells us clearly. Christ, who is our life, when He appears in glory, we will appear with Him together in glory.
所以, 你们要指死地上的肢体。
Therefore, put to death the members of your body on earth.
就像淫乱、污秽、邪行、恶欲、 贪心。
Just like fornication, uncleanness, evil desire, passion, and covetousness.
因为贪心和拜偶像的一样的。
Because covetousness is just idolatry.
神的愤怒要临到那悖逆之子。
The wrath of God will come upon those sons of disobedience.
虽然我们今天不应当再是个悖逆之子了。
Even though today we're not supposed to be sons of disobedience.
但是我们所行的同悖逆之子一样的话，神要审判。
But if we act just like the sons of disobedience do, we will be judged.
哥罗西书第三章最后的一句说，凡行不义的，他要照着不义的来报应他们。神并不偏待人。
The very last verse of Colossians 3, he who does wrong will be judged, and God will repay him according to what he has done. There is no partiality with God.
保罗写信给以弗所第五章，他说：“你不要受人的欺哄，行这些事的人，神的愤怒要临到那悖逆之子，所以你不要同他们一起的同伙。”
And again, Paul says though in Ephesians chapter 5 that do not be deceived by empty words. If you do the same thing, the wrath of God will become upon you, and do not be partakers with them.
所以这个审判是现在的。
So this judgment is the present.
但是我再说这个性质同不性的人不一样。
However, I want to make it say it again that the very nature of our judgment is different from that of non-believers.
审判我们不会经过第二次的死。
Because
我们得到永生就是永远的生命。
Once we have received this life, it is eternal life. In the midst of all the judgments, we will not encounter second death.
并且这个审判也好，你说它是管教也好，都可以。
Whether you call it a judgment, a chastening, it's okay.
我们想，我们是神的儿子，没有一个人神不会管教我们，不管教我们。
And we do believe that since we are children of God, none of us will escape the chastening from God.
所以神要管教我们。
So God will discipline us.
这个管教是出于爱的管教。
And this chastening is from His love.
所以在诗篇九十四篇那里有句话说。
Therefore, Psalm 94, we read it here.
他说：“耶和华被你管教的和用律法教训的人，真人是有福的。他们就是在艰难的中间，他们还要得享平安，因为你永远不丢弃你的百姓，也永远不丢弃你的产业。审判要归到公义，引到公义下面去。”
Psalm 94, verse 12, Blessed is the man whom you chasten, O Lord, and teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance, but judgment will return to righteousness, and all upright in heart will follow it.
感谢主，
we thank the Lord.
审判要引导归道，我们看见 righteousness, 公义。
The judgment will return to righteousness.
我们要结出平安的果子来，这就是义，就是义。
And we will bear this fruit of peace, and this is righteousness.
所以我们看见这个同不信的人不一样的。
So we see the difference here between us and the non-believers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天最后我们要交通一下我们刚刚念的哥林多书的那个一段话。
Beloved, we will fellowship on the very passage we read in 1 Corinthians for the remaining of the time we have here.
你们吃喝了不分辨是身体，你们就吃喝自己的罪了。所以在你们中间有许多软弱的、患病的、死的也不少。
Beloved, if you eat the bread, drink the cup in an unworthy manner, you are eating and drinking the judgment to yourself. Therefore, many of you are weak, are sick, and even fall asleep.
这是现在的审判。
And this is the present time judgment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我刚刚念了约翰书信这一段话。
Beloved, I just read the epistles of John.
永生，神把永生给我们是为了什么？
Why is it God has given us this eternal life?
你可能说永生就是让我们永远不死。
Maybe you will say, well, we have eternal life, so we will not die anymore.
主耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，活着信我的人永远不死，这叫永生。
Well, the Lord Jesus did say that I am the life, I am the resurrection. He who believes in me shall not die, And even he dies, will be raised to life. This is eternal life.
什么叫永生？希腊文就是 Zoe Anonia， Zoe Anonia， Zoe 就是神的生命， Anonia 就是永远，永远，成道永远的生命，这叫永生。
Zoe Anonia in its Greek original means God's life, Zoe, and it will endure forever.
永生只有两个字，神的生命和永。
So eternal life is composed of two words, God's life, and this life will endure eternally. So we thank the Lord, all of us who believe in the Lord have possessed eternal life. We will never die.
就是身体死了，只不过睡觉，有一天要复活的。
Even though our bodies might die, but they're called falling asleep, one day it will be raised up again.
但这是永生的最终的目的吗？
But is this the ultimate goal of our eternal life?
这是我们真明白永生很肤浅的一些道理。
And this is such a shallow doctrine of what eternal life is.
刚刚我们念了约翰书信第一节到第四节。
Now the verses that we just read in 1 John 1-4.
我把永生赐给你们。
I have given you this eternal life.
这个永生是我看见过的。亲眼看见过的，亲耳听见过的，也是我手摸过的。我把这个永生传给你们，叫你们做什么？叫你们不死，不死的。
This eternal life that we have heard, we have seen with our eyes, we have looked upon, our hands have handled, for what purpose? So that you won't die? No.
不是的。
No.
把永生赐给你们，叫我和你们能够有 fellowship。
I gave you this eternal life so that.You and I could have this fellowship.
我与主耶稣基督和父神，我们可以有交通。
I have fellowship with God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你看这个永生的宝贵，永生的珍贵吗？
Beloved, do you see the preciousness of this eternal life here?
过去我们同我们的父神是隔绝的。
We were alienated from God the Father before.
我们的眼光看来我们是死的。
In the sight of God, we were simply dead.
我们的灵是死的，同父神不能再有交通。
Our spirit was dead, so we could not have fellowship with God the Father.
当亚当一吃了那个分别善恶树的果子，他就死了。但是他还活了九百多岁。
When Adam ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he physically lived another hundreds of years, even though his spirit died. His spirit was dead. Had no fellowship with God anymore. He fell into such darkness. And today, we see all kinds of vanity, emptiness, vexation, sorrow in our life because we lack this fellowship with Him.
哎呀，你看见浪子吧？浪子的故事啊，《路加福音》第十五章。
Do you read Luke chapter 15, the story of the prodigal son?
让他悔改，回来的时候。
When he repented.
哎呀，父亲高兴得不得了。
The father was so joyful.
他就宣告说,
and he declared,
我这个儿子是死而复活的，是生而有得的。
My son was dead, but now alive again. He was lost. He was lost, and he now returned.
是死而有复活的。
He was dead, but now am alive.
他的儿子死了吗？
Was his son dead?
没有啊，他带了这个父亲的产业在外面吃喝嫖赌，哎呀，活得很好啊。
No, he did not die physically. He took all his father's possessions. He went outside. He was drinking, eating, gambling, having all the fun.
现在他又回来了。
Now he returned.
假如他死，他又怎么回来的呢？
If he was physically dead, how could he return again?
但是我们知道。
But we know.
当他一离开父亲那一天开始。
The very moment he left his father,
这个儿子就死掉了。
This son was dead.
这个儿子就不能与父亲有交通了。
This son no longer had fellowship with his father.
弟兄姊妹，这叫什么？这叫死。
Beloved, what is this called? This is called death.
哎呀，我们人就这么死掉了。
such is the way we as human beings die. We cannot have any fellowship with the Father. And this is the most painful thing on the part of man. It's simply, the fact is people do not understand this. Suppose this son who's loved so much by his father has departed from his father. Do you think in his life this son would have any peace and joy? No, it's not possible. And this is the today man's true condition.
这是最痛苦的，我们的父神知道。This
is actually the most agonizing thing, and our Father knows it so well.
父亲心里疼，他也知道，他的儿子也在那里痛苦。The
Father's heart is aching. At the same time, He knows His Son is aching also in His heart.
不但如此。Not
only so.
人与人的交通。
Even the fellowship among man is severed.
今天人与人是不是真的有fellowship 在爱的里面生命里面不可能 因为他们没有生命 怎么能够fellowship
Today, the fellowship among man, do they really have this fellowship in love and in life? No, it's not possible because they do not have this life.
所以人与人之间的关系今天不过是个social,不过是大家的交际交际而已,大家为着自己的利益在那里交际交际而已。
So our interpersonal relationship is simply socialization for our own interests.
哎呀,犹太人和外邦人不能在一起交通。
So Jews and Gentiles could not fellowship together.
哎呀,你看人与人之间的矛盾有多大, 里面的间隔延续有多大。
And you see what a great schism and conflict between men.
中间有一个非常厚的墙, 非常高的墙, 把人与人之间,
as though there is such a high and lofty wall between men, which severs man from man.
所以以弗所第二章他说, 我们犹太人同外邦人中间, 我们远离的人, 都是远离了, 中间有墙。
Therefore, in Paul says so in Ephesians 2 that those of us who are near and those of us who are far off, and there is a great wall in between.
所以人是何等的痛苦,
so, man is simply in such misery.
人与人之间,
there should be this fellowship between man and God and among men.
所以约翰说,
so John says, so your joy will be made full.
哎呀,
and John is the person who emphasizes the most on fellowship.
约翰书信第二章他说, 我还有很多的话要写给你们。哎呀,这是我不愿意。
So he says so in Second John, there are so many things I want to write to you about, but I do not wish to do so.
我不愿意什么,我愿意来当面的见你们的面,我们彼此交通,彼此谈论,这是约翰所看重的,大家交通,光是写信还不能 称得上是真正的交通,一定要面对面,我们大家一起来交通。
What he cherishes is to have a fellowship face to face, talk to each other. Just writing does not make it.
哎呀,今天我们用的电脑也好,这是伤害了我们弟兄姊妹的交通,我跟你讲。
And I believe to a certain degree, the computer which is so widely used actually hamper our fellowship among each other.
我们以前还是打一个电话,大家听听你的对方的声音,这还比较好一些。
It used to be that we could make a call, and we could actually hear the voices of one another. But even now, we do not hear any voices at all.
看见email,
all we see is email,
email.
And you see that the fellowship among brothers and sisters has become more and more alienated and aloof.
最大的伤害,
and this is the greatest damage, do you know it?
所以你去看到,我们刚刚念的,为什么我们看到那个哥林多前书第十章,第十一章,我们看到,我们知道我们感谢神。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and 10, we know this and we thank God.
我们今天神花了多大的代价，带着死的那个代价，不但是肉身的死，是他的灵魂的第二次的死，他都经历了，为了叫我们恢复这个 fellowship。
What a great price our Lord has paid. Not only did he experience the physical death, but the second death, the death of spirit, he had tasted it all so that the fellowship between us could be restored.
哎呀，你看见他在十字架上第四句话，神啊，神啊，你为什么离弃我？
And the fourth statement our Lord made on the cross is,My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
诗篇第二十二篇说，你为什么不救我？为什么不听我哀哭的声音？为什么眼儿不听我啊？我呼喊你，你不救我。
Psalm 22, we read that, Why have you not delivered me? Why have you not delivered me from the groaning of my word? Why have you hidden your eyes from me?
这是主耶稣最痛苦、最痛苦的时间。
This is the greatest, extremely painful time of our Lord.
最受不了的一个时间。
It's the very time that he could not endure it.
神同他的交通隔开了。
At this time, the fellowship between God and him was severed.
若是你去看马太福音、路加福音，最后你看到那个光景。
If you read Gospel books of Matthew and Luke at the very end.
从正午一直到深处，天地都黑暗了，太阳也不发光了。
From noon until 3 p.m., the whole earth became dark. There was no light from sun.
弟兄姊妹，这是个 supernatural， 这是个超自然的。
Brothers and sisters, this was a supernatural phenomenon.
应该从正午到第三点钟，正午的时候是太阳最亮的时候，最热的时候，最发光的时候。
At noon, it was supposed to be the hottest, the brightest time of the sun.
但是现在黑暗了。
But now it was all dark.
这个黑暗啊，不是一般的黑暗，是漆黑的，一点点光都没有的黑暗，可怕的黑暗。
This darkness is a dreadful darkness. It's not an ordinary darkness because it is the blackness of darkness without any light whatsoever.
有人解释这段话。
Some people explain this passage in such a way.
这就是地狱。
This is simply hell.
我们有一天，你不信的话，有一天要丢在黑暗的里面，哀哭切齿直到永远。这个黑暗，因为神就是光，这里没有光，没有一点点的光，这是表明那一个主耶稣在黑暗的那一个地狱里面，在那里受苦。神啊，神啊，你为什么离弃我？
If you do not believe in the Lord, one day will be thrown into the same darkness, weeping and gnashing your teeth forever and ever. And our Lord Jesus had gone through all this agony, through this darkness to save us.
亲爱的弟兄们，我觉得应该还有另外一个解释。
And because our God is light, however, I think there is another explanation to this.
这个黑暗是代表我们父神的心，在这个时候父神的心破碎了。
I believe this darkness also represents the very heart of our God. At this time, it's broken.
他正喜欢同他儿子交通这样分开，他最爱的独生儿子叫和父亲的交通断绝吗？这是他所要的吗？
How much he loved to have the fellowship with his beloved son.Is this severance of fellowship what he wanted?
但是没有办法。
But
只有这个办法能够拯救人与神的关系和好，能够与人的关系能够开始有 fellowship。只有这个最智慧的一个方法，但是也是最痛苦的一个办法。
Nothing else worked. This is the wisest method to restore the fellowship between him and man. However, at the same time, it's the most dreadful, painful one.
神啊神啊，你为什么离弃我？亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神哪一刻离弃了那些义人，离弃了那些完全的人？没有，你看看大卫的诗篇，他永远不会离弃义人的。
God, God, why have you forsaken me? Imagine, is there any time that God would forsake, depart from the righteous, from the blameless? No, he would never do so.
只要你是义人，你是个完全人，在基督里面的，神永远不会离弃你。
As the Psalm tells us, as long as you are righteous, you're blameless, God will never forsake you.
当你在患难中呼求神的时候，依靠神的时候，神要来拯救你。
Even in your adversity, when you cry out to God, depend on Him, He will come to your rescue.
约伯记第八章第二十节这么讲的。
And this is what Job 8:20 says.
在那里有一句话说。
There he
says. 耶和华永远也不会离弃完全的人。
The Lord will never forsake the blameless.
他要用喜乐充满他们的口，用欢呼充满他们的心。
He will fill their mouth with the laughter and their lips with singing.
恨他们的人必披戴羞愧，恶人的帐篷必要灭没。
And those who hate them will be clothed with shame, and the tent of the wicked will come to nothing.
哎呀，你看这个恶人同完全的人，这的区别有多大？
Do you see what a stark contrast between the blameless, the righteous, and the wicked?
希伯来书第十三章说。他说：“你们不要诚心，不要贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为自住。为什么？因为我永远也不会离弃你们，永远也不会撇下你们。所以神若，所以我有信心的说，神若帮助我，我必不惧怕。”
And Hebrews 13, we read that, "Be content with things, for the Lord is my help. I would not fear. What can man do to me? Because the Lord will never forsake, abandon us."
哎呀，这样一个义者主耶稣基督，这样一个完全的人，只有他是最完全，只有他是义者主耶稣基督，竟然父神把他遗弃了。你看看，是为着什么？为着你，为着我，能够恢复这个交通，得到永远的生命，不至灭亡。
So think of Jesus, who is the only perfect, the only blameless, the righteous one, and he had to.Die on the cross for all of us. For what? It's simply for the restoring of the fellowship for you and for me. So we will have this eternal life. We will not perish. We thank our Lord. Today we could share with one another.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们来教会来做什么
？Beloved, when we come to the church, what we do here?
来过一个什么生活的
？What kind of life should we have in this church life?
我们有了永生了。
We have this eternal life.
我们不是来 social 的。
We do not come to socialize.
很多教会弟兄姊妹聚在一起，大家 social。
At many churches, the brothers and sisters come together simply for socialization.
这太可惜了。
It's quite a shame.
叫我们彼此谢。
We should share with one another.
我们可以从爱的里面大家谢，我们在生命里面彼此谢，我们在神的话里面彼此谢，我们在主的爱里面彼此谢。
We should share in love, in life, in God's word.
我们可以在重担上我们彼此谢。
We should share in burden.
我们可以只谢我们的快乐，我们只谢我们的痛苦。
Share in our joy, share in our anguish.
我们可以去 share 神的恩典，神的权柄，神的能力，我们去 share.
Share in His grace, dominion, and power. We could share all together in all these.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是非常 natural 的。你只要有这个生命，我们聚集在一起就应该过这样一个生活。
Beloved, it should be very natural. As long as we have the same life, we should live a life such as this.
并且我们知道。最能够一个 symbol 是一个这个象征我们的 fellowship 就是伯饼聚会。
And also we do know this, the very thing that has the greatest symbol of all these is our breaking of bread.
因为我们纪念主为什么为我们死啊
？On the one hand, we do remember why the Lord died for us.
他死是为了叫我们得永生，不错。
Indeed, he died so that we would have this eternal life.
不是他为我们死，为我们流血赦免我们的罪，不错。
Yes, he died. He shed the blood for us. Our sins are forgiven.
我们今天能够有 fellowship.
You also have to fellowship in the sharing with one another.
他花了多大的代价，叫我们与神和好，叫我们与人之间的那个墙能够拆毁，我们能够一起来写。
What a great price he has paid that we could be reconciled to God, and the great tall wall between us has now been abolished.
弟兄姊妹，这何等珍贵、何等宝贝的一件事，你有没有感觉到
？What a treasure! What a precious! What preciousness this is! Have you all sensed this?
哎呀，薄饼，我们看见我们同领基督的身体，同领基督的杯，我们所祝福的，就是叫我们能够有交通。
Now we see that at the breaking of bread, we partake in the same cup and the same bread, so that we could have this fellowship together.
但是不要忘记，这个身体就是那个奥秘的。
But don't you forget that this body is the mysterious body of Christ as the church. And in this body, we are one.
我们当爱心相同，意念相同，一个心思，一个意念，叫我们的喜乐可以得到满足的。
We should be, we should have the same mind, we should have the same love, and we should be united in spirit and also intent on one purpose, so that our joy will be made full. Philippians 2, as we read. However, the Corinthian church lacked
faith.
They have damaged this fellowship. When they ate of the bread, they did not understand that this is the body of Christ, this is the only body.
不管肢体有多，身体只有一个。
With so many members, but we still have only one body. Therefore, we see that judgment came upon them.
既然你弟兄们的时间已经到了。弟兄姊妹，今天你要看到不但是薄饼，那么我们说我们今天薄饼好吧，我们免得软弱，免得这个生病，免得死啊，那不是很好吗？我们不来薄饼了。
And my time is up, but maybe brother and sister, you would say, well, if such is the case with the breaking of bread like the Corinthian church, then wouldn't that be better that we just skip all this breaking bread?
弟兄姊妹，你自己欺骗自己。
Beloved, you're deceiving yourself.
今天若是我们不能同弟兄姊妹能够和睦同居，
today,
我们讲神的审判一定会临到我们。
Today, if we cannot live in unity with all the brethren, I'm sure God's judgment will come upon us.
甚至有些弟兄姊妹彼此在那里相恨，有些弟兄姊妹的冤仇十年五年都没有解脱的。
In some cases, brothers and sisters hate one another. Their grudge had been held for so long, 5 or 10 years, never resolved.
约翰一书第三章说，
Third John,
恨弟兄的就是杀人的，杀人的就没有永生在他的里面。
First John says, chapter 3, that he who hates his brother is a murderer. A murderer has no eternal life in him.
第二章怎么讲的？
What is the second chapter say?
你们说是在光明中行，你们说是在光明中行，却是恨弟兄。
You say you walk in the light, but you hate your brethren.
你仍然在黑暗的里面。
You are still in darkness.
唯有在光明里面的。
He who walks in light. 唯有
爱弟兄的才是在光明里面。
He who loves brethren walks in the light.
这个黑暗要叫他的眼睛瞎掉，他不知道到哪里去。
The darkness will blind his eyes. He does not know where he's going.
不但如此。
Not only so.
记得。
Remember.
你们中间有软弱的，有病痛的，死的也不少，因为破坏了那个黑夜。
Remember what happened. You are weak, you are sick, even sleep. It's all because you have destroyed the unity.
伤害了那个 fellowship.
You have damaged the fellowship.
你不但与弟兄姊妹的交通受了伤害，你同神之间的交通也阻断了。
Not only the fellowship between the brethren is harmed, but also your fellowship with God the Father is also destroyed.
所有的罪都叫我们与神之间的交通断绝。
All the sin will lead to the severance between the God and us in fellowship.
你记得马太福音第五章说，你们献祭的时候。
Do you recall in Matthew 5, when you offer a gift at the altar?
你们要先去弟兄和好。
First, be reconciled to your brother.
然后你再来献祭。
And then you come to offer your gift.
什么叫献祭？
What does it mean to offer a gift?
献祭就是来敬拜神。
That simply means to worship God.
献祭就是来亲近神。
To be drawn near to him.
假如你是弟兄姊妹之间没有很好的 fellowship 的话。
If there is no intimate good fellowship between brothers and sisters.
我想你与神之间的交通也阻断了。
And I believe your fellowship with God is also severed.
但愿提醒我们。
May this will serve as a reminder.
神看重这个交通。
So that you will cherish this very fellowship.
神已经花了极大的代价叫我们恢复这个交通。
Which God has paid such a great price to restore it.
你还能随便把这个 fellowship 破坏吗？
Could you damage this fellowship so casually?
我想神能够容忍你这样吗？
Do you suppose God would tolerate it?
好，我想我们的讲审判就讲到这里，我想还要讲，下次还要同弟兄们交通到主来的时候那个审判，我们还要讲到在基督台前的那个审判。
All right, today, my sharing has concluded, and next time that we will share on the very judgment at the judgment seat of Christ.
我们低头祷告。
Bow your head, please. Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们都是神的选民，都是圣洁蒙爱的。
Lord, we thank you for we are your elect, and we are all holy and beloved.
你从极大的代价与我们叫我们与你和好，与众圣徒能够合一。
You have paid such a great price that we could be reconciled to you and to restore unity between us.
所以我们应当何等的存着怜悯、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
Oh, how we should put on this tenderness, this patience, and this meekness.
我们当这样的彼此饶恕、彼此包容。
We should bear one another, forgive one another.
主啊，正像主这样的饶恕了我们一样。
Just as the Lord has forgiven us.
让我们能够在这个交通中，我们没有伤害。
Oh, let us have not be harmed, damaged in this fellowship of yours.
让基督的平安在我们心里作主。
So that your peace will rule in our hearts.
因为我们蒙召就是为此叫我们成为一个身体。
For this we are called to become one in the body.
主让我们能够同心合意，彼此和睦。
Oh Lord, grant us this same mind and that we will be at harmony with one another.
看那弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。
Behold how good and pleasant it is that brethren live in unity.
主让我们同心合意，彼此和睦，平安仁爱的神常与我们同在。
O Lord, grant us this same mind, and we are in unity with one another. So the God of peace will be with us forever.
愿主怜悯这牧师的教会。
O Lord, have mercy on the church in the very end time.
有多少的分门的别类。
So much division, so much faction.
主啊，你的心伤痛。
O Lord, your heart aches.
愿你怜悯。
May you be merciful.
复兴你的工作在这些年间。
Oh, revive your work in the midst of the years.
再次拆毁我们中间间隔的隔墙。
Once again, destroy this wall of separation between us.
主让基督能够在我们里面成为一个，让基督在我们的心中，我们能够合而为一。
So that in our hearts. The Lord will reside, and also we will be one.
主，我们得罪你的地方，我们都愿意悔改回转。
Oh Lord, wherever we have sinned against you, we will repent, we will return.
主啊，认自己的罪，神是公义的、信实的，你要赦免我们一切的罪。
For if we confess our sins, you are righteous and faithful. You will cleanse us from all our uncleanness.
主，让我们悔改，不叫我们与你之间的交通有所伤害。
Oh Lord, grant us to repent, so that there is no damage between our fellowship with you.
愿你的话存在我们的心中。
May your word dwell in our hearts.
这样祷告祈求，是耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.